This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jamie Sabbat. Jamie is brilliant. She's going to talk to us about leaders that she admires and why, also about top priorities for 2021 and what the year looks like. Jamie, can you take a moment to introduce yourself? I'm going to talk to you about what leaders you admire and a few thoughts on those and more.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me again, Scott. And I am the CEO of Being. We are a consultancy that provides integrated wellness solutions for multifamily and office. So we do really fun things like yoga and meditation and really try to build a community.
And Jamie, in addition to founding this business, is also brilliant as a thought leader on world and national trends. But Jamie, what I want to talk to you about today is, I know you're loving what you do, but take a moment and talk to us about leaders. Leaders that you see that you admire and sort of why you admire them. A couple of thoughts around that.
Yes, I'm so happy you asked this question too, Scott, because I feel like we're moving into a different time in humanity. Obviously, with the pandemic that's happened and people being in quarantine, we're very much focused now on health and wellness, which is why I've, you know, grown my business. But we're looking for more from our leaders now. We expect more. We look to them for guidance. We're looking for information and we're expecting more from them. So I really did a deep dive here on some of the leaders that I'm seeing out there that are really shining and are really doing a great job. And so the first one on my list is Gabby Bernstein. She is an inspirational speaker and an author, New York Times bestseller, and she's in New York. And her story is really phenomenal. She actually had a deep problem with depression and drugs and was in rehab and now has transformed herself as a spiritual leader. But the thing that's the most, you know, inspiring about her is that she's written like 11 books in the last 5 years, and many of them are New York Times bestsellers. And she's really going around the country speaking and helping people. So I feel like she's a great inspiration to us all right now. Another person that falls into that same category, but much bigger, is I feel like Oprah is doing a lot right now. She's doing collaborations with spiritual leaders like Eckhart Tolle. She has her podcast as well, Super Soul Sundays with Oprah. So this is a person who literally has come from nothing and transformed her life, being one of the richest African-American women in the world, in the country, and continues on with being a trend forecaster herself and picking up on what people's needs are, looking at what they're reading and partnering with someone like an Eckhart Tolle and reading the book, The Power of Now, on her podcast. So I'm really impressed by everything that she's been doing at the moment as well.
Isn't it fascinating how many people she has touched in how many ways, and whether you're black, white, rich, poor, it's hard not to admire what Oprah's accomplished in her life, isn't it? I mean, it's really an amazing American life, an American story.
It's amazing. And, you know, as a woman, as an African-American woman, the hurdles and obstacles that she, you know, accomplished in her life, but also that she keeps evolving. This is what's interesting. It's like you see leaders, they reach a certain plateau, a certain place, and they have a theme. But we see Oprah really evolving and talking not only to, you know, baby boomers, but talking to millennials and talking to Gen Zers in a real way. She stays up on the trends and she's very ahead of her time. So that's one of the things that I...
Right. She's not ready to give it up. She wants to keep on achieving, keep on doing great things. And it is great. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes. And she's in Chicago, right where you are. So that's funny. You have a fellow comrade with you.
Yes, although she sometimes leaves Chicago to spend time in other places. I think she moved her show from Chicago to New York, and at some point she got negative feedback in Chicago for that fact that she was viewed as such a favorite person of the Chicago, of the Windy City, of the Second City. And when she moved her studios to New York, she did take some negative feedback for that, but she is overall just remarkable.
Well, that's the funny thing, is that when you are evolving as a human being and as a role model and as a leader, there's times when you shift and pivot your business that you feel like is appropriate for where you're going and how you can best serve your audience. So it's funny, you know, that we have critics, but it's interesting to see how she's able to push through and just, you know, keep evolving. And then the last
thing, give us another one.
Yeah,
it's great.
Amazing. Yeah, so Tony Robbins, I'm sure you've heard of Tony Robbins. He's like 6'7", a motivational speaker. I think he was like a football player before. But he's, you know, this story of rags to riches in a way of he never graduated college. And now I think he's worth like $600 million and has like his own resort in Fiji. And the thing that's so interesting, Tony Robbins, he's written books and he has movies and everything, but he does inspirational, motivational speaking. And you go to one of his live events. I haven't been, but I'm looking forward to going one day. He actually talks about whatever your issue is, whatever your problem, whatever the life story. And in that moment, coaches you out of the story that you're telling yourself. So he's light on his feet. He's funny. He's conversational. And he really builds a rapport with his audience. So that's one of the things that I think is so great about Tony Robbins, is that he's very real and shares his life.
I mean, really also like Oprah, this amazing transformational American life story. It's really amazing. He talks about being raised in a divorced household, being poor as a kid and growing into really making himself into the most famous motivational speaker in the world on so many levels. So no, I couldn't agree with you more. So again, let's go through the three. Gabby Bernstein, who's not as well known, but amazing for resilience and thoughts on improving oneself and so forth. And you could help correct me on that. Oprah Winfrey, who all of us know, who you can't help but admire. And really Tony Robbins, whether some people love Tony Robbins, some people hate Tony Robbins, but amazing what he's made of his sort of his own self story, what he's really developed and so forth. I mean, really remarkable. Let me ask you, I mean, it's such a fun subject, Jamie. Anybody else that you look at and you admire tremendously? Is there anybody in political life today that you admire a great deal?
Well, one of the things I really admire right now is what's happening with Biden. He is really saying, look at the differences that we have in the country and really think about how we can work together. He's not about Democratic and Republican and like fighting the enemy and those types of things, but he's really much more talking about how we can examine what's happening in the country, how we can look at it from a fresh perspective and how we can heal. So I think, you know, I'm really admiring some of the things that I'm hearing Biden saying right now, because he's really talking about cohesiveness and belonging and working together and healing, rather than looking at his opponent or looking at the opposition as a place of battling, which I think is really important as a leader right now.
But I think that, to your point, the more that any of these leaders would not talk about the other side's opposition or the other party who they disdain, the happier all of us would be, it seems. It seems like when they play hard against that person or that person, there is a piece of their base that just loves it and can't get enough of it. But the 80% of us in the middle don't want to hear it. We want to hear what's going on, how we're moving the country forward in a competent way. Just don't want to hear it. It's almost like if Trump would have gotten rid of this constant battledness, which he can't help himself on, he probably would have been reelected, but he couldn't help himself. He just constantly kept on fighting enemies. And most of us don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear any more about how China screwed up on the virus and stuff like that. We don't want to hear it. We just want to hear about what's going on here. And we don't want to hear about this and so forth. And it seems to be endemic to American politics. But as much as Joe Biden could step away from it, and he seems more suited to step away from it than many other politicians, the better off we all are. It just causes so much anxiety and stress, the constant fighting, and most of us can't take it. Even if somebody has positive power, they just can't take it.
Exactly. And what you said, the better off we all are, it's like, let's not focus on the problem, let's focus on the solution. It's like, we know what the problems are. Let's focus on the solution. What are the steps to move forward? How can we resolve this? That's what everyone wants to hear right now. And at the end of the day, we're all Americans. So it's like, who's the enemy? We're all Americans. We're in this together. So let's not focus on that and the fighting and the enemy, but let's focus on the solution. Let's focus on healing. What are the steps to move forward? What's the progress here?
And there's a great lesson for that for business leaders of all sorts. Most businesses can only take so much internal tension, and at some point people have to start taking that tension level down, de-escalating it, even if it means you don't get the last punch in at the other side, if you want to run any organization reasonably effectively. There's just almost no way around that, that you have to at some point de-escalate if we want to be successful. So I love the choice. Politics aside, mm-hmm. completely aside, I love the choice of like, look, my God, there's so much of each party that can't help themselves but constantly fighting the other party. But the more somebody moves forward to de-escalating and just moving forward to the country's problems rather than the fighting, the better off we all are, it seems. I couldn't agree more. Talk, Jamie, for a second about what are your big priorities this coming year? What do you see as your big priorities?
Yes. And so, you know, continuing on with that theme, I think that we are in a time where human beings, Americans, you know, citizens of the world, we want to see authenticity. I think this is a really big word that we're going to continue to, we've seen it used a little bit, but I think we're going to see more of this coming into the next year and the next couple of years, because we see celebrities doing this and they're using this eye cream or they're wearing these clothes, or we see influencers, you know, this is a big thing that's come out with Gen Z and with millennials. We see influencers selling this product or talking about this. What people really want to see right now is knowledge, is expertise, is authenticity, are leaders that are moving us forward. So part of the thing that I'm working on coming into the next year is I'm working on certifications. I'm to grow my practice. I'm working on neurolinguistic programming, hypnosis, and EFT. So guiding people in the right direction, not only being an advisor, but also having the tools and the techniques that can expand someone's life. So I think that's going to be a big trend and a big theme that we see moving into 2021 is people getting, taking new classes, doing education, getting certified. And even if it's something fun, like a cooking class or a cocktail making class, but people want to expand themselves. They want to grow. They really want to get those degrees or certifications that show that they are moving towards a specific goal.
That they're trying to improve themselves, they're trying to get better, and they're trying to thrive and enjoy their lives as well. Jamie, there's no one that's more inspiring to me. I've seen you go through this remarkable transformation the last several years. I love your thought on guests, whether it's Gabby Bernstein, Oprah, Tony Robbins, Joe Biden. I so much to admire, and so many of these people, whether you agree with their political strife or not, whatever it is, there's so much to admire about the people you talk about and why. And I love to see you growing as well. And just a great pleasure to visit with you, and can't wait to visit with you again shortly.
Thank you so much, Scott. Good to be here.
Jamie, where do people reach you if they want to hire you and work with you and stuff like that?
Oh, yes, it's great. You can actually reach out to me on my website, which is beingbuilding.com. So that's being and then building.com, one word. And you can contact me. You can just send a quick email and we'll get right back to you.
Thank you very much for joining us, as always, Jamie.
Thank you, Scott.